the revival last night. Had a good time. Heard some good preaching. Amen. Got to sing a little bit. Got to feel the Spirit a little bit. And had a good day today. And you know, the Lord's just been good to us. Amen.
Amen.
We overlook that a lot of times. And we let all the problems that we face just go over our head. And just roll us over. But like that song says, Jesus has those problems and His ways under His feet. Amen. He can roll back the tide, and He can part the waters like they did in the Red Sea and help us to go through on dry ground on the other side, Brother Jerry. I opened my Bible just a few minutes ago, and it just flopped right open right here, and this is where we're going to go. Amen. That's the way it sometimes happens. You don't have time to study. You don't know where the Lord's going to lead you. But, amen, the Lord will let you know, amen, what He'd have you to preach on. Amen. If you're anointed and called of God, amen, He's never failed me yet, Brother Jerry. Don't expect Him to anytime soon or ever. Amen. I don't expect the Lord to fail me not one time. I failed Him many times, Brother Jerry. Seems like every day I do something, amen, that falls short of the glory of God. But, amen, I'm glad for that grace. Amen. It's still sufficient for me and you this morning. That same grace that God had blessed me with.
Amen.
It's the same one that Paul, amen, got was sufficient for him. Amen. And that's the same grace that's sufficient for you today if you'll accept it. Amen. And do what the Lord have you to do. But if you'll go with me in the book of Luke, chapter 5 is where we'll turn to. We'll just read a few verses there and do the best that we can to mind the Lord and then just get down out of the way and let the Lord just have His way this morning, this evening. Luke chapter 5, we'll start at verse 1 there. I'd like to say I thank the Lord, amen, that I've got the privilege, amen, to come up here and preach. Amen, to have the liberty, amen, to preach the Word of God. Amen, Paul said he was wonderful, he was excited. He thanked the Lord that He enabled him, amen, putting him into the ministry, amen, making him an able minister. And I'm glad today that the Lord put that calling on my life. Glad enough man called today, amen. Jerry was there when I announced my call to preach, amen. And man didn't have anything to do with that, amen, brother. And I'm glad today that man didn't give it to me, amen. And man can't take it away, no matter how many laws they try to pass. Amen. What God gives, amen, He's got the power to take away. Amen. And when God opens the door, no man can shut it, amen. Glad for that tonight. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. Says that it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they closed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake.
Yeah.
And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. That's as far as we're going to read tonight. Amen. When I read just a little bit of this, just had just a little time to read this while the singing was going on. Amen. The thought that came to my mind was try again. Amen. Hey, you know, sometimes we get down, sometimes we get to,
yeah.
Amen, where the world just beats and bangs us down. Amen, we'll have a bad day on the job. Amen, or something just won't go our way. Amen, it's just like us to be like Peter and them. We've done everything we can think to do. We've told all day, we've told all night. Amen, it's within us to give up. That flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Amen, but we don't like to access the spiritual side of things. Amen, because it might involve us getting up and doing a little something.
Yeah.
Amen, but I tell you what, if we just remember,
amen,
that if we are carnally minded, that is death. But if we're spiritually minded, that's life and peace. We can go on in the name of Jesus, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Try again. Amen.
Amen.
Peter Jesus looked out at them. He was out there on the lake. He was out there with all them. He left off speaking. And he told Simon Peter and them, he said, launch out into the deep. Amen. I bet they was coming back from a big old fishing trip. Because it tells me if they weren't in the deep, then that means they were in the shallow waters. Amen. They began to wash their nets. They were done for the day. Amen. They began to put their nets up and wash them and clean them and get ready for the next day. But Jesus said, you know what? Go right back and try again. Amen. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Amen. And get ready for a draw. Amen. That means a multitude. Amen. Get ready for a big thing. Amen. And Simon, being who Simon was, Peter, he began to back talk the Lord a little bit. Lord, we've taught all night. Amen. Here it is. I don't know what time of day it was, but here it is. I can just imagine it being morning or something like that. They taught all night and come in early morning. And here it is this day, time of day, and we taught all night. Hey, but nevertheless, at thy word, I wonder if there wasn't a little bit of spite in that. Within Peter and himself began to think, well, I'll show the Lord. Hey, man, we couldn't do nothing then. We ain't going to do nothing now. Hey, man, you know that kind of attitude will cause you to fail every time.
Amen.
Amen, but Jesus told him plainly, launch out to the deep. Let down your nets for a drought. Amen, Simon, Master, we taught all night, and it's taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Oh boy, Peter began to worry then. He called John and James, his partners. He said, come help me with this multitude of fishes. Amen, our boats are beginning to sink. Amen, the fishes are going to get away. This is the biggest catch we've caught in the whole time we've fishing. Amen, all because he cried again. Amen. Who knows what happened in our own walk with the Lord if we just let down our net and try again. Oh, think about that. Amen. He said, you know what? Later on he said, I'll make you a fisher of men. Amen. You think this is something? I'll make you a laborer in the field, and the nets that won't be able to contain the souls you'll be able to win to me. Amen. You think about that. Amen, Simon, Peter, John, and James, they were the inner circle, they were the sons of thunder, they were so called. Amen, and they were the ones that Jesus brought on with him to his most intimate times in his life. Amen, when he went to the Mount of Transfiguration and began to be transfigured before their eyes, saw Elijah and Moses on one side or the other. Amen, that Peter and James and John was there. Amen, and when he was in the garden alone, the disciples followed him, but the rest of them stayed behind him. And he took Peter, James, and John with him. Amen. He told them, don't worry about it, Ned, from henceforth, I'll make you a fisher of men.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
I used to think he told that to all his disciples, but you don't read in there where it says the rest of them were there.
Yeah.
That's Peter, James, and John.
Yeah.
Amen. Not to say that the other disciples, apostles, didn't have the work in the ministry. Amen. But there was something about Peter, James, and John that the Lord saw that was special there. Amen. And I tell you what, they were the ones that was willing to go a little bit further with the Lord. Right up until the time he was betrayed, then all of them forsook him and fled. Hey, but I tell you what, if me and you, hey man, would get up, hey, try again once in a while, Brother Jerry. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 that a just man falleth seven times. And then he rises seven times. He began to tell him, he said, don't mess with the righteous man. You wicked ones, don't mess with the righteous people. Amen, because they'll fall down, but they'll get right back up.
Yeah.
Amen, you know what the problem with the world today is, the church world?
How
we've fallen down and let the people stomp all over us.
Amen.
And we haven't raised ourselves back up.
Yeah.
And got back in the fight and tried again.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Try again.
Amen.
Amen. Let down your, there's an old song that the Gilbert sang, won't you let down your nets? Hey man, I tell you what, we need to let down the nets every once in a while. And just expect a draw from the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, once in a while we go to church. We drag in here and our foot's are dragging behind us. We'll say, oh Lord, here we got to go to Sunday morning church again. We got to go to Sunday night. Oh me, I'm just as bad as the next person. Hey man, but every now and then, what if we come running? Have we brought our nets with us and laid them down at the altar? Amen. Begin to say, Lord, I need a draw. I need something, a miracle. I need something from you. I need to be able to see some evidence.
Yeah.
I need something, amen, to help me go through in this journey.
Amen.
I need something.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord says, try again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Come through the church house doors.
Yeah.
Expecting a drop from the Lord.
Yeah.
Not a drought. A drought is spelled with an O. This is with an A. A drought is lacking something, brother. A drought is a multitude. Amen. Jesus said, expect a multitude.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm not talking too much about physical things. Amen. We heard last night Brother Mike McCoy preach a wonderful message on the cup of wrath. Began to talk about the well of living water. Amen. I tell you what Jesus said, you'll have a well. Amen. Of living water springing forth from your belly.
Yeah.
Amen. He told the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Amen. This water I'll give you, you'll drink and you'll never thirst again.
Amen.
Amen. That's the difference between a drought and a drought.
Yeah,
right. Amen. A drought, you ain't got enough to drink, but a drought, amen, you'll never thirst again. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Them boys didn't lack for any food that evening.
Yeah.
No doubt they was able to sell what they had. How do you think about it?
Yeah.
Amen. They went and fed 5,000 one time and 4,000 another time.
Yeah.
With just a few pieces of fish and a few pieces of bread. Amen. And all of a sudden we hear before that all happened, how they had experienced a miracle of a multitude being filled in that net. Amen. They had enough, no doubt, at the end of the 5,000, the 4,000, they took up 12 baskets full of fragments,
yeah,
leftovers for the road. Amen. And you finally hear these men had enough in their net that it began to sink. No doubt they paid their bills for the next few months, had some dinner on their table. Hey man, they probably could take a few days off after that. But I'm telling you, hey man, we expect a draw from the Lord. Hey man, don't go asking for fancy cars and fine houses. Things like that. I tell you, stuff like that. Hey man, constrain you and bind you. Hey man, where you can't worship the Lord. Hey man, I've heard many times where people ask, God, give me this job. Give me this occupation. Give me this thing. Give me that. Amen. Come to find out they have to work on Sunday,
yeah,
and it just drains them all spiritually.
Yeah.
What they've asked for in their physical life,
yeah,
has affected their spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, when you come to the house of the Lord, expect something spiritual, something to fill your spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that's where the life is. Amen.
Right, brother.
That's what gets you up.
Yeah.
Every morning, the breath of life that God breathed into your spirit, into your body, I became a living soul, became a spirit with feelings. Amen. The Bible says that we have a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was in all points tempted like me and you, yet he was without sin. Amen. And when we come to Christ, we need to realize, hey, his storehouse is wide open and ready to dump out on me and you.
Yeah.
Hey, if we'll just come to him and ask, amen, as his child, amen.
Amen.
A lot of times me and you forget whose child we are.
Mm-hmm.
We sing the song, I'm a child of the King, but do we really mean it?
Yeah.
Do we really know?
Yeah.
Amen, that we're a child of the Heavenly Father that owns everything.
Right.
Owns the cattle that's on 1,000 hills.
Yeah.
Owns the hill that the cattle are on. Oh, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Yeah.
Amen. Just a little bit of thumbnail. He can hold the whole world and everything in it. And we wonder, amen, are we really a child of the King?
Amen.
Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say it 3 times? Because sometimes you won't get it the first time around. Amen. People expect the Lord to answer the prayer, and they expect it right now. Amen. Right now, Lord, right now. Might have been Jerry the other night. I don't remember who it was. I was talking about that very same thing. Amen. We give the Lord a 5-minute prayer and expect Him to answer us right now. Amen. Don't give the Lord half the time of day. And when we get in trouble, we expect, Lord, I need it right now. Amen. I don't remember who it was talking about this either, but they likened it to a bank account. You make deposits in your bank and you can withdraw from those deposits. Once you start withdrawing too much, you become overdrawn.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times we do God that way. We go to the bank of God. We go to the bank of God and we get ready to make a withdrawal, but come to find out, we ain't made a deposit in two Sundays.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's right.
Amen. God wants us to, amen, to be where He is. Amen. Hey, it's not like it's a big rule book. You ain't going to have a blessing if you don't come to church. You know what it's all about? It's about relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about religion. Be here, pay your tithes, and you get your name on the church book. I'm talking about relationship.
Yeah.
When you love somebody, you want to be with them. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Ain't that right? You love somebody, you want to be with. You spend some time with. You want to get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, amen.
And you begin to build a bond and a relationship. And that threefold cord that the Ecclesiastes talks about, a form that can't easily be broken. You and the Lord become one.
Yeah.
And then there's Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and you just have a nice little gathering there together. Yeah. And it makes you stronger.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord encourages you. Try one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again. Amen. That first song I sung talked about the fire has never gone out. This scripture's been on my mind, and I believe I'll quit after this. Scripture's been on my mind about Jeremiah chapter 20. We often quote the scripture that talks about how fire shut up in my bones. We don't really read a lot of what went before that. Jeremiah was fed up with the Lord at one point in his life. He figured the Lord had gave him a raw deal. Now let's listen to what he has to say. Jeremiah 20 verse 7. O Lord, Thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many other people in the Bible that kind of taught the Lord like this. Lord, I'm fed up. Asaph was one of them. You read Psalm 77. Asaph was one of them. Amen. And then all of a sudden, Jeremiah has a change of heart. Amen. It's kind of like Hezekiah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He told him to put his face to the wall. He told him to repent and get his house in order, or he's going to die.
Yeah.
Hezekiah began to turn his face to the wall and repent of the evil which you've done. Remind the Lord of all the good things you've done.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, Jeremiah began to think about all the good things the Lord had done for him. It said in verse 9 of chapter 20, Jeremiah, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Begin to think, I'll never talk of the Lord again. He's done me wrong. He's led me down the path and deceived me, and I was deceived. Hey, but there's a little word here that turns things around every time. And it says, but His word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones.
Uh-huh.
Well, can you just picture that? Take a big old coal of fire like they put in a steam engine. Well, them trains we talked about riding. That stuff gets hot, red hot.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Put a little bit of that in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
See if it don't want to stir you up a little bit. He said that's what it was like in my bones. I remember Isaiah. They put a coal of fire on his tongue to cleanse his mouth because he said he was among people with unclean lips. And he was unclean lips from himself. And I bet you that the fire in his bones came out as well. Jeremiah had a fire in his bones, and it was said, I was weary with forbearing. You know what that means? He said, I was tired of holding back. I was tired of getting on my little pity party. Amen. And ride that train down the lonesome road. Amen. He said, I was tired. I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Couldn't do it any longer. You see, there's a point in your life where you finally hit bottom, and you finally say, Lord, I can't stay here no longer. Amen. I'm willing to try again if you'll just help me. Jeremiah was willing to try again. Amen. It became one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. Amen. He's called, he's considered one of the major prophets. Amen. He tried again.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter tried again.
Mm-hmm.
Many people in the Bible, Paul tried again.
Amen.
Amen. They tried to stone him. They tried to kill him. But he'd get back up and try again.
Yeah.
Amen. A just man falls 7 times and he rises up 7 times. You can't, there's an old saying, you can't keep a good man down.
Amen.
Amen. That should be us. Sadly, it isn't for a lot of people today. A lot of Christians, They'll get knocked by the devil, and they like they call, I don't know what they call them, old blow up balloon dolls that you pop them and they'll just rock back up to where you hit them, and they'll just sway, and you hit them again, they'll hit the ground, come right back up and rock. Amen. That's what me and you need to be. Amen. The devil talks us are good to live. Just turn the other cheek and keep on going.
Amen.
That's what we need to be. We need to try again. We need to try again. I'm going to ask Melissa if she'll come. Get a verse on the piano. As we stand tonight, are there some here that need to try again?
Amen.
Are there some here that say, Lord, I've given all that I can do. I've toiled all night. I've went my whole life being a Christian. I've done everything I know to do. Is Jesus telling you,
amen,
launch into the deep and try again. You're too shallow in this water. Need to get a little deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Is there somebody tonight that can say that? Amen. If that's the case, then why don't you step out? Walk it a little aisle there, down into the deeper water. Get down here with the Lord. Grab a hold of the horns of those altars.
Yeah,
and say to the Lord, I want to go deeper. Amen.
Yeah.
Tired of being in this shallow water. Amen. You know, the Lord Himself launched out of the deep when He was talking to the people on that ship. He launched out. He said, come where I am. He told Peter and him, launch out of the, come right here where I am. The fish is good where I am.
Amen.
Amen. You go to the Lord as He'll help you learn how to fish.
Amen.
He'll help you learn how to direct
Amen.
Your life.
Amen.
Amen. Just play soft. Is there another need? Whatever the need may be. Amen. I don't know your heart. I can't listen to every single need that anybody's got on their heart.
Amen.
But this altar is open for anybody. Amen. That can make a step. And say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need prayer for my loved ones. I need prayer for those who are sick in my family. Whatever it is, it's ailing that you need. Amen. God's here willing to help you go deeper.
Amen.
I surrender all. Have you surrendered all to the Lord? The Bible said they forsook their nets, forsook all, followed Him. They surrendered all. Man, I know there's some things I need to surrender in my life. There's some things I need to let go of and say, Lord, I need to go deeper. I need to get rid of these life thoughts, these anchors, these things that weigh you down. The weight, every weight that easily beset you. Amen. Go deeper. When they was out there on that storm, I believe it's chapter 7, 27 of Acts. Paul was out there in the middle of a storm, getting ready to get shipwrecked. Amen. It said, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. There were people trying to sneak off into the lifeboats, trying to stow away on those. But they had to cut them off, and they let her fall, it said. They left no way of escape because their whole trust was on the Lord. Sometimes we've got to let those lifeboats go. Lord, it's time to sever some connections that are holding me down. Finish this verse and turn it over to the charity.